lightning booms often begin quite by chance. That was the case about 100 miles west of Albuquerque. However, the mineral discovered was quite different than most found in other parts of the nation. The story of boom and bust is today's edition of the American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships. The Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
In 1950, a family living near Grants, New Mexico, made a discovery that would change their area.
It was a family with the name of Martinez. They had no idea what they were uncovering, but they knew it was something a whole lot different than anything else that they had seen from the standpoint of a mineral.
Bob Clark says the mineral the Martinez family found helped build a mining industry here.
Uranium was discovered in Cibola County, and eventually we became the uranium capital of the world.
The town swelled and uranium mining flourished, but the boom was only for a couple of decades.
In 1980, the environmental restrictions that were imposed by the federal government, the need for uranium diminished considerably. And the town, all of a sudden, uranium was not a resource that we could manage and or make money off of.
Today, there are just under 10,000 people in this town about 100 miles west of Albuquerque. There was once many more.
It was a terrible, for the community, a terrible economic loss, and people just left town about as fast as a few years before had arrived. And so essentially Grants was a ghost town.
High-grade uranium deposits can be found outside the U.S., especially in Canada and Australia. But this town still has important ties to uranium, and we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside in Grants, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McRae.